Saturday on Power Talk Radio, the first Saturday in November, and Nan Lesnick is joining us to talk about retirement. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, Mark.
So we got onto the topic the other day about building healthcare costs into your retirement planning, and I think that that's one of the things that a lot of people don't think about. I'm sure that at a certain level, Nan, people understand that they have to provide for healthcare and retirement,
sure.
That they know that Medicare Part B is going to handle some stuff for them, but you know, oftentimes when you think of Medicare and what it's going to take care of, it's like imagine a pizza and then say take 25 or 30% out of the pizza, and that may be what is not going to be covered by Medicare, and you've got to get some sort of Medigap insurance. So at one level, people know that. They don't know the exact numbers. They don't know exactly
right.
How it's going to work, but they have some general idea that Medicare won't cover 100% of everything for them,
right.
And that they have to make some sort of accommodations. And then when you look into your medical care as well, there are two things that people don't think about in their medical, you know, care planning, and that is they don't think about dental care and they don't think about vision.
Yeah.
And probably also hearing. They don't think about hearing aids and, you know, things like that.
Right. And those are costs that are not going to be covered by Medicare, so
right.
They have to be part of the budget.
So what do you do?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the Medicare part, okay,
mm-hmm.
About the health insurance. And the article that I sent to you gives the age of 63 as a time to sit down and project what your actual costs are going to be. And for couples, we're talking about that cost times two. There are no discounts for health insurance for couples. There are in some other kinds of insurance, long-term care and so forth, but not in medical coverage. So what you want to do is to begin to understand what your insurance need is going to be in Medicare. I have clients who have no intention of leaving the Monterey Peninsula, Salinas Valley area. And in that case, the Aspire plan, that is a Medicare Advantage plan, seems to fit their needs. So they can be looking at that and what the costs they're going to have for that. However, most of the people that I talk with are not sure of that. So what they're needing to do is to focus on what their potential costs are. And just like you were using the analogy of the pizza, if you've got the whole pizza as your retirement income, you have to carve out a piece of that or a couple of slices of that to take care of your health care costs. Because you have to pay for Medicare Part B, and that if you're talking about a couple, it's that times two, and then you must have a Medicare supplement if you don't have an Advantage plan. And beyond that, you need to have Part D for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You have to enroll in a Part D plan, and all of these must be done in a timely manner. And that's why what we're suggesting here is start to work on that well before the time of needing to have it. You're 60. 63rd birthday is also a good time to get serious about your out-of-pocket costs. You can actually enroll in Medicare when you turn 64. Well, now, you're not going to have the coverage, but you can get it set up so that nothing has to be done when you reach the age, and you'll start to pay for it. It's almost like setting up an automatic payment for some bill that you have on a regular basis. And one of the reasons why that might be considered, Mark, is people tend to overlook the emotional impact of retirement. I recently did a workshop with some people who were about to retire, and I saw clearly in that workshop that there were people who were, shall we say, not emotionally settled about retirement.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of uncertainty as to what was going to happen. I tell people, when the paycheck stops, when you stop having your checking account filled up twice a month, it can be very traumatic. And in something like that, when an emotional roller coaster going on, you may forget, and you don't have any physical problem, you're just upset, you may forget about planning for that very, very important part of life, and that is your health care.
Right.
Because whether you like it or not, you're not going to get healthier as you age.
Unfortunately.
Maybe you can improve your health. And one of the things we talk about in this article is that you can do things to improve your general health. You can have a better diet and exercise program, things like that. However, your basic, if you have a chronic condition, it's probably not going to get better over time. time.
Right.
So you need to plan for the escalating cost of that. So again, we get back to the basics that we talk about all the time in our conversations, and that is you need to plan to have a good retirement. It's not just going to happen without any planning.
Right. Yeah. Life just doesn't happen.
Right.
Well, it does, but then it's not very much fun.
Yeah. So this article gave some cost, you know, what it will cost people, but to in different parts of the country, that's not really what we're talking about, because we're talking about the Monterey Peninsula. But some experts think that a 65-year-old couple will need about $280,000 for overall medical expenses in retirement. So a lot of that, obviously, is going to be covered by insurance. And Part B of Medicare is insurance, but it covers outpatient care, preventative and ambulance services and medical equipment and so forth. But the gaps that it leaves have to be covered by a Medigap insurance or a Medicare supplement.
Right.
So we figure that people need to be looking at about $6,500 to be earmarked for use per person in retirement for healthcare costs. That would be premiums plus out-of-pocket costs.
Okay.
And that's for healthy people.
And that's a little over $500 a month.
Yep.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so work that, you know, and working $500 a month into a budget is not a trifling amount. And if we're talking about two people, that's $1,000 a month.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And to add that into the budget after the fact is not effective. That's a foundational piece. Just like I tell people that Social Security income is a foundational piece of planning, well, the cost of medical care, medical insurance, Medicare, and out-of-pocket costs are a foundational expense that we must not overlook in retirement. So once again, Mark, it's the same thing that we come back to. Having a plan will allow you to know what to expect and not be shocked by costs that you may not have built into your budget.
All right, Nan Lesnick, I appreciate you joining us. Anything else you want to mention before you wrap it up here?
Well, what I do want to mention more than anything else is to encourage people to look at this before it's time to enroll in Medicare. Understand your options. And like anything else that we're going to undertake, keep in mind, we're buying insurance here, an insurance plan that may be the plan we need to have for the rest of our lives. So it's not something to ignore fitting into your budget. Have a plan. Sit down with a planner and get accurate information, and so that you are financially prepared for a happy retirement and a healthy retirement as well.
All right. Nan Lesnick is the lady to talk to when it comes to planning for your retirement, getting things straightened out, and really learning about all the different things that can happen and what you need to be prepared for, whether it happens to be Social Security, how much you're going to get, what's going on with your investments, what it's going to cost for your medical care in retirement, and all the different kinds of things that you need to look at there. You can give Nan a call at her office in Monterey. It's area code 831-656-0236. Online, lesnickcompany.com, and her email is nan@lesnickcompany.com. Nan, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Mark.